Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Nun Zayin, and we are starting at the top of the Amud with the brand new halacha, Halacha Beis, and in the Vilna Tzuras Daf, it's on Yotes Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Rabbi Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Misha says, "Love is Zradim Racharuven shoots from the Zradim and Charuven trees. Yeshlan Shviyas Oldman Shviyas Yeshlan Beer Oldman Beer. They have kedusha Shviyas, and money received for selling them also has kedusha Shviyas, and they have a chiv beer, and the money has chiv beer. However, Lulavei Ha'ele VaHabaitna VaHatadim shoots coming from these." Trees, Yashlan Shvias will demand Shvias, they and their money have Kedusha Shvias. However, Ainlan beer, Veloila demand beer, they and their money do not have a Chiv of beer. And the Gemara is going to explain what the difference between these two is. Now, this is all regarding the lavin, the shoots of these Eileb, Baitna, and Atadim. Aval Alim, but in regards to the leaves that grow from these trees, Yashlan beer, they do have a Chiv of beer, because they fall off the parent tree. And that means they're not Miskayim, they don't last, and the male means there's going to be a point in time where the animals don't have access to it, so that's why I have a Chiv of beer. The Mishnah continues, Havered, Rose, Vakoifer, Vaktaf, Valoites, Yashlan Shvias will demand. Shvias, they and their money have Kedusha Shvias. And this is even though these things are just used for their aroma, they're meant mostly to make aromatic oils, still they have Kedusha Shvias. However, Reb Shimon says, Ein l'ktaf Shvias, mepnei shein pri. Ktaf, which is sap from a balsam tree, does not have Kedusha Shvias because it's not considered a fruit. As we just said, it's sap from the tree, so it's just considered like wood, like the tree itself, and therefore it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. And the Mishnah continues, Verad chadash shekavshu b'shemen yashan, a new rose that was pickled in old oil. And right now we're understanding this means the new rose is from the Shemitah year, and it was pickled, meaning it was placed into old oil from the sixth year, and that's to give it its aroma. And now we're holding it by Zman beer of roses. So what do? The oil itself is from the sixth year. Only the rose is from the seventh year. So the answer is, you like it to Zavered. All he has to do is take out the rose, and the oil itself is okay, because it just has the aroma of the rose, and that's not anything mamashistic, and therefore there's no chiv of beer on the oil, only on the rose. However, v'yashan b'chadash, if it's an old rose in new oil, and right now we're understanding this means a seventh year rose in eighth year oil, chayv b'beer, so then even the oil itself is chayv in beer, and the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the difference is. Now to something similar, charuven chadashan shekivshan b'yayin yashan, new carob that was soaked in old wine, v'yashan b'chadash, or old ones in new wine, chayav b'beer, in both of these cases, the wine is chayv in beer, that's because the carob gives the wine a real taste, you can actually taste the carob in the wine, so no matter what's Shemitah here and what's not Shemitah, everything's chayv in beer. And Zakal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Kol shu b'nais en tam, if it gives a taste, meaning the charuvim, these carobs, give the wine taste, so chayv levayar min b'sheinu minoy. He has to mevayar it when it's min b'sheinu minoy. Here it's carob in wine, and the carob now has a chiv of beer, because that's the time of year, and since it's giving taste to the wine, so the wine also needs beer. Now, min b'minoy, kol shu. If we're talking about one min in the same min, let's say carobs that have a chiv of beer, in carobs that don't have a chiv of beer, so even if there's a kol shu, the tiniest amount, it's chayv and beer. Everything here is chayv and beer. And why is this? The Mishnah continues. Nun zayin omer beis on top. The proper girsa is sheha shviyas oiseres because shemitah asers when we're dealing with beer. And we've already explained this previously. If we're talking about before zman beer, so we're not going to apply bittel over here to the mixture, whatever the mixture is. It has some things that technically are chayv and beer and some things that are not. Since we're before zman beer, so the fellow can eat the entire thing and there's no reason to say that there's bittel. This is called davar sheyesh la matirim. However, once we're after zman beer, there will be bittel. Unless we're talking about the following kol shehu b'mina. If it's the tiniest bit that's chayv and beer in this same min, however, b'shaloi b'mina b'nais en tam. If we have one min falling into another min, so then it's only going to be usher if it's b'nais en tam. Now the Gemara begins by focusing on the first part of the Mishnah. B'roshi de pirka at amar ein oichlan al ikar, b'kai at amar oichlan al ikar. In the beginning of the Mishnah, you say that you can't eat it because it's not considered part of the ikar. And over here, meaning in the next part of the Mishnah, you say you could eat it because it's considered part of the ikar. So let's just pause and understand this question. The Mishnah begins by saying that love is zradim and charuvim, shoots of zradim and charuvim trees, they do have a chiv of beer. And that means that they're not considered part of the ikar, part of the tree itself. The tree itself is miskayim from year to year, and therefore would not have a din of beer. And by saying that love is zradim and charuvim do have a din of beer, that means that it's not considered connected to the ikar. However, right afterwards, the Mishnah said that love eile and baitna and atadim, they do not have a din of beer. Mashma, that they are considered like they're part of the parent tree, and since the parent tree is miskayim from year to year and doesn't have a din of beer, so the shoots, these lovim, also don't have a din of beer. But why are we saying the shoots of these trees are not considered part of the tree, and shoots of the other trees are considered part of the tree? So Rav Pinchas answers, Taman, over there in the Reisha, Ein Seifel Lahakshais. These shoots will not eventually harden, they actually will eventually fall off the tree and decompose and get ruined, and that's a classic example of when we say something is chayv in beer. Bram Hacha, however, over here in the next part of the Mishnah, Sifon Lahakshais. They will eventually harden, meaning they're going to remain on the tree and they're going to harden on the tree. And Mikimach Hukshu, once they become hard, Nasu Kavien, they become like their father, meaning like the parent tree itself. And that's why we say, even before they harden, there's no din of beer, because eventually they're going to be like the tree that doesn't have a din of beer. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining the next part of the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.